Would you take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 33? Psalm 33. I was meditating on this passage in regard to Thanksgiving and the United States of America. The United States has thrown its influence all around the world. When you go to a foreign country, you see the influence in Japan. You see the influence. I think about what MacArthur said following World War II, whenever he was put in charge of the Japanese and Philippine restoration all through the Pacific there. And the first thing that he did is said, we need American missionaries to come to this country. We have got to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we don't have a repeat of emperor worship. And so Christianity was introduced for the first time, as far as we know, after World War II. And it's had an amazing impact in Japan. The missionaries that came into the Philippines after World War II, now they were there before, but after the Japanese occupation and once they were out of there, they brought back Christian missionaries, and the gospel has spread all over that country. There's little Bible churches. We went by and it was between Puerto Princesa and Brooks Point, and there was a little tiny church. It said Fundamental Bible Baptist Church. And I said, Jethro, is that a good church? He said, yes, it's a very good church. He said it was planted right after World War II. And they've had a number of pastors, but they're still preaching. We're just a little church out in the middle of nowhere. For years and years, they just have paved the road between Puerto Princesa and Brooks Point. Everything's concrete. They don't have asphalt over there. And there, you'll see the people out there by hand. They don't have any big tractors and stuff doing the work. It's all by hand. And here's this little church that was planted after World War II, still there, still faithful, still preaching the Word of God. And you think about our country. And one of the things that Rick Searles mentioned, the church says, we have need in America for missionaries to come to our country. Isn't that sad that the country that sent out missionaries now has need of missionaries and they are sending them to the United States? There are missionaries coming and planting churches here in America because we are a country in need of the gospel. What happened? I want you to look, please, at verse 12, very familiar passage of Scripture, but I want to kind of share a thought in regard to this verse. Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. I want to read through the end of the chapter. The Lord looketh from heaven, He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of His habitation He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Father, I pray that you'd bless this brief challenge from your word, and I pray that you would open our hearts to receive the truth of it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking about the United States of America, Thanksgiving time, and I watched, like many of you, all the parades. And I tell you, I've just about gotten to where I can't stand Macy's Day Parade. You know, it used to be they'd have the floats and they'd have all the different marching bands and so forth like that, but now it's become nothing but a Broadway show and people dancing around with half clothed and freezing temperatures, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But they're doing all the latest plays that are going on and so forth like that. And Thanksgiving Day has moved away and has become Turkey Day. I don't know how many times I heard that expression. Turkey Day, Turkey Day, Turkey Day, this. It's not Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving Day. And Thanksgiving to whom? It's to God Almighty. Do you think that the majority of Americans on Thanksgiving Day were thanking God for the blessings of this country? You know, we hear, say, we need to be thankful. That's wonderful to be thankful. We ought to be thankful. But thankful to whom? Blessed is the nation. What's the next part? Whose God is the Lord. Now, how does a nation demonstrate its true thanksgiving to an almighty God that brought it into existence? Because these verses here say, that talk about that the Lord looketh from heaven and He beholds all the sons of men. All the nations of the earth are under His purview. And He sets up a king here and He takes down a king there. Do you realize that God orchestrated the elections of November the 6th? You know, it's an amazing thing to watch how He raises up people in different countries, how He sets things apart. We talked to the mayor of Brooks Point, and she's running for governor because now the country of Palawan, or the island of Palawan, is now going to be three provinces that will have three new governors. And so the office of mayor has been eliminated. She is the last mayor of Brooks Point. Now she's running for governor. And I had the chance to talk to her for just a minute. She came out to our Sunday service last Sunday, and I had the opportunity to preach, and I talked to her, and I asked her if she knew the Lord as her Savior, and she said that she did, and that she was a believer, and that she appreciated what they were doing at Brooks Point, the typical response that you'd hear from somebody that's a politician or whatever. And I said, you understand that if you get elected in May, that you have the opportunity of leading this province either in a right direction or in a wrong direction. And it depends upon who gets your ear, who has the greater voice. Is it going to be the Muslim enclaves all around that area that are going to put pressure on you to go in a certain direction? Is it going to be the Christians that speak to you? Or you're going to listen to God? That sounds so foreign these days. And yet God's the one that puts leaders on the throne and takes them off. That's what it says in this passage. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. These are all the things that people trust in. Military. Now, it's wonderful to have a military. I'm thankful for the United States of America. I went to the U.S. Embassy in Manila. And the U.S. Embassy is a beautiful, massive complex there. Guards, Marine guards everywhere. And when you're standing at the front gate and you look out, you're looking across Manila Bay. And right across Manila Bay is the old Subic Bay Naval Base. And then adjacent to it, across the body of water, is Clark Air Force Base that used to be America. We don't maintain those anymore. Those were turned over to the Philippine government a number of years ago. But sitting out there in the harbor was a United States boat, ship, military ship, that had just participated with the Filipino Navy in operations out in the South China Sea with the USS Abraham Lincoln. And there were American troops that were out there patrolling in the bay. And I thought about the extension of America. Here we are, you know, what, 8,000 miles away, and American strength being projected there. And yet, we're being told now that America is behind the times when it comes to sophistication and technology compared to Russia and China, that we're lagging behind. Now, when you put your faith and trust in the Marine Corps or in the Navy or in the Army, you have to understand something. That's not what wins. What wins are people who follow after God. And that's what it says in this later thought here. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that, number one, fear Him. Fear Him. The fearing of God, reverential awe, understanding that God holds my very life in His hands. that God holds the nation of the United States in His hands and every government, and He can bring them up and He can take them down. Whenever we were on the island of Corregidor, I got to stand in the spot where General Douglas MacArthur said, "I will return." Matter of fact, I got a picture out there in the foyer. I asked a lady to take our picture, and she fixed it all up and gave it to us as a memento. And I walked out on the dock where the PT boats had lined up to pick up Douglas MacArthur, and I walked down that deck area, and they still have the tie-off that the PT boats used to tie up to. They're all rusted and deteriorated, but they're still there. And then we went to the Malinta Tunnel, where General MacArthur met with President Quezon, who was the president of the Philippines, deposed by the Japanese, of course. And they met there, and he got the message from Roosevelt, get off the island, get out of the Philippines. And MacArthur met with Quezon, said, we're going to get you out too. We've got to get you out of the country because it's not safe now. The Japanese are invading. And there were two leaders talking about the futures of their countries. The future of the United States of America. Are we going to win the war in Europe? MacArthur was upset and angry with Roosevelt because he had sent him, was sending him out of the Philippines, and he wanted to stay there and fight the Japanese. And Roosevelt said, you're going to go down there to Australia. That's where you and your family are going to go. And he was standing on the shore talking with President Quezon, and then they finally got in the PT boats and took off. And I thought about all the history that had taken place on that little tadpole island. It looks like a tadpole from the air when you fly over it. Little tiny island where huge decisions were being made about the future of what would become the Philippines. Self-governed after World War II was over with. When MacArthur came back and destroyed and gave the order, no Japanese prisoners. I went to the cemetery on Corregidor where they buried all the Japanese that they had killed on that island when the Americans came back and just wiped them out and buried every one of them in a cemetery that was there. The Japanese government came back 50 years later and exhumed all of those bodies and took them back to Japan, cremated them all, and then made a special ceremony. But I thought about the decisions that were being made in this tunnel. And yet, it was ultimately God that was directing all the activities and the rise and fall of nations that would lead to post-World War II and to the present day. The key, folks, is fearing God. Our country used to fear God. May not be all Christian, but they feared God. I've read so many times about the church bells that would ring all across America to announce the prayer times to come and pray during World War II. They did the same thing in the Philippines, where they rang the church bells for people to gather and to pray that God would protect, because they feared God. Do we fear God? Then it says, upon them that hope in His mercy. What does it mean to hope in God's mercy? It means to know and understand that only God can deliver. That's what it means to hope in His mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is God withholding from you what you deserve. Have you ever thought about mercy in that light? It's God withholding the wrath that you and I deserve. And He did that in Jesus Christ. He poured out His wrath on Jesus, and Jesus absorbed that and kept it from coming to us. That's the picture there. Those two thoughts came in my mind as I thought about Thanksgiving. Where do we stand as a nation? Do we fear God, number one, and do we hope in His mercy? And do you know where it starts? It doesn't start necessarily in the White House. It starts with you and me at Grace Bible Church. That's where it starts. Do we fear God? Is the thought of God's massive presence everywhere, is that in your mind all day long, every day? That there's not a place I can run and hide from God? There used to be an old saying years ago, it said, there's no God west of the Pecos. And when the pioneers got there, they said, we found out God had already been here. When they looked at California and saw the beautiful mountains and the Sierras rising up, and they got to Oregon and they saw the beauty of Mount Hood, and got into Washington State and saw all the beautiful mountains and stuff, they realized God had already been there. Okay? Fear God and then hope in His mercy.